As the First World War ran its course, it became clear that the extent of this war and its horrors would surpass those of any war Europe had seen in the late 19th century. What had originally been planned as a war of movement became bogged down at the Western Front in a sprawling war of position, dominated by trench warfare and artillery battles, with enormous casualties. During the Second Battle of Ypres in April 1915, the German army used poison gas against the enemy for the first time. Subsequently, all the participants in the war experimented with poison gas, which was either allowed to drift towards the enemy on the wind or fired in special shells. The gas warfare intensified as more and more chemical agents were invented. In addition to phosgene, which attacked the lungs, the army also used mustard gas, which attacked the skin and could penetrate leather and textiles. Blue Cross gas could pass through the filters of gas masks, and its irritant effects forced soldiers to take off their masks. Firing these so-called mask-breaker weapons in conjunction with other poison gases was termed, in German military parlance, Buntschießen, which roughly translated means multicolor firing. The gases caused acute difficulty in breathing, coughing, and eventually asphyxiation. Death came while the victim was almost fully conscious. The number of soldiers injured by poison gas is estimated at 500,000, while about 17,000 are believed to have been killed by gas.